faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep, P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Superman comes face to face with George Latimer, his arch enemy and sole possessor of the deadly kryptonite.
Say, have you got 7 or 8 or 9 of the new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep? Or maybe you're even closer to having your complete collection of all 18 comic buttons in the new series. Everybody's in on the race to see who can get most of these comic buttons first. And everybody gets a kick out of collecting the characters that are making comic strip history, like Ma Winkle and Daisy, B.O. Plenty and Flat Top, Tiny Tim and A Breath of Breeze, and Superman, each in bright color on a gleaming white enamel button. If it's brand new in your collection, you pin it with the others on your jacket or your dress or cap. Or if it's a duplicate, you know, like one that you already have, why, that's even more fun, because then you have the business of swapping with your friends. It's like some wonderful game where the fun goes on and on. And here's one of the best things about it. To get your comic buttons, you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And remember, too, that every package of Pep on hand at your house puts you in line for some terrifically good eating. Fact is, there's nothing to match the keen, catchy flavor of these golden flakes of whole wheat. So for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Suffering from complete loss of memory brought on by doses of liquid kryptonite fed him by Big George Latimer, a crooked politician and his arch enemy, Superman became the star pitcher for a little minor league baseball team. Using the name of Bud Smith, he played so sensationally that he was purchased by the big league Metropolis Titans for $100,000. As Superman boarded the train for Metropolis that night, Latimer and Al McGuire, a private detective who had been hunting relentlessly for him, boarded the same train. As we continue now, Superman is in his compartment preparing for bed. In the deserted corridor outside his door stand McGuire and Latimer. The politician carries the lead box containing the deadly kryptonite. Drawing a deep breath, the burly Latimer places his hand on the doorknob and slowly turns it.
Wait, Mr. Latimer, somebody's coming.
What? Oh, the porter. Quick, McGuire. Back to the smoking room. We'll wait till he's gone.
He's making up the berths in the compartment next to Bud Smith's.
I wish you'd hurry.
Well, we might as well sit down and relax, Mr. Latimer. He'll be out of there in a few minutes.
I suppose so. Blast it. Have a cigar?
Thanks. Don't care if I do.
Light?
Thanks. Say, Mr. Latimer.
Yes?
This might be a good time to tell me what I'm supposed to do when we get into Bud Smith's compartment.
Told you before to stop prying, McGuire. You're getting paid to do as you're told and keep your mouth shut. Incidentally, you're getting paid very well, I might add.
Maybe I'm not getting paid enough. I mean, for a job this size.
Just what are you driving at?
Well, I've been doing a little thinking, Mr. Latimer. And, well, I think I can guess who Bud Smith really is and why you've been so all-fired anxious to find him.
I don't like guessing games, McGuire.
This isn't exactly a guessing game, Mr. Latimer. You see, I've been thinking about a guy who can bust out of jail by bending iron bars 3 inches thick like their putty.
You're making that sound too important. I've told you this man, Bud Smith, is very strong.
Yeah, you're not kidding. He pitches a ball so fast nobody can see it. 26 strikeouts in one game. 4 no-hit, no-run games in a row. A home run each time at bat. That guy ain't human, Mr. Latimer.
Well?
Well, I can think of only one man in the world who can twist iron bars into pretzels and play ball like that. You know who I mean, Mr. Latimer. His name
Shut
is...
Shut up.
Now listen, Mr. Latimer.
No, you listen to me, McGuire. I warned you before to keep your nose out of my business. And what I told you about curiosity killing a cat?
But
the same thing applies to men, too. And that could mean you. Understand?
Look, save the tough stuff for your political war healers, Mr. Latimer. You don't scare me. You know I got too much on you.
You have, eh?
You bet. And I got this whole setup figured out now, too.
Really? Suppose you tell me what you think you know.
Okay, here it is as I see it. After you got out of jail where Superman put you, you built yourself back into political power by claiming Superman framed the evidence against you. Because you said you wouldn't let him blackmail you.
That's right, and it's true.
Baloney. Superman's no crook, and you know it.
And why didn't he meet me face to face in the Metropolis Auditorium and deny my charges?
My guess is it was because he didn't dare get close to the stuff you got in that lead box.
What?
Yeah, that's kryptonite. That's what it is. Stuff that makes him weak when he comes close to it.
All the nonsense. Listen.
I remember now reading all about it. The time it was stolen from the Metropolis Museum. I got a look at it before when you were opening the catch on the box. It glows with a green light, just like the paper said.
Pretty clever, aren't you, McGuire?
Kinda. But you're not so dumb yourself, Mr. Latimer. You knew Superman would trip you up eventually unless you got rid of him for good. So I figure you doped out some way to wipe him out. But he must have scrammed somehow before you could finish the job. He lost his memory, but you're afraid he might recover it and come after you.
McGuire, I warn you.
So you hired me to find him so you could finish the job, and I did find him.
Will you be quiet, you fool?
Yeah. I'll be quiet. If you declare me in.
How much, you blackmailer?
Look who's calling who a blackmailer.
Go on, talk. How much do you want to keep your big mouth shut?
Well, let's see. I'd say $250,000 is fair.
$250,000, why
now
you?
Don't tell me you haven't got it, Mr. Latimer.
Why, you dirty double-crossing gums, you. You think you can hold me
now
up
for... take your hands off me. What are you trying...
I'll teach you to try to blackmail me. I'll fix your wagon right now.
Let go, I said. I got a gun, and if you make me use it, I...
Take the lad.
What's going on in here?
Porter. Nothing, Porter. Nothing at all.
Yeah, that's right. We're just fooling around.
Look to me like you two gentlemen were trying to kill each other.
Ridiculous. I was just showing my friend a few... You jiu-jitsu tricks, that's all.
Sure, sure, that's all.
Well, if you say so, what? By the way, you gentlemen have reservations in this car.
Why, no, we don't.
No, we're in the car up ahead.
That's right. We were just walking through from the club car, and we stopped to smoke a cigar before turning in.
I see. Well, sorry I bothered you.
That's perfectly all right. Good night.
Good night.
Watch where he goes, McGuire.
Never mind him. We got some business to finish, and this time I'd suggest you take it easy because I'm holding a gun in my pocket.
You won't need it.
Okay. Now, how about our deal?
I still say it's a holdup. Well, I guess I can afford it.
I'm sure you can.
All right, then. It's a deal. Now let's get to work. Is the porter gone?
Wait, I'll see.
Well?
I can't see him, and that compartment door is closed. He must have left the car.
Good. Let's go.
No, wait. What are we going to do?
Get Super... Bud Smith off the train.
Get him off the train?
Yes. I can't let him get to Metropolis because he's too well known there. He may be recognized and taken to a doctor, might be able to restore his memory.
I understand, but suppose he doesn't want to get off the train. We can't handle
yes,
Superman.
Yes, we can. This piece of kryptonite.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. But even so, how can we get him off the train? We'll be seen and stopped.
I've thought of that. I'll put the kryptonite in his pocket to keep him from moving. Then we'll smash a window in his compartment and dump him out just before we stop the next town. We'll get off the train at the first depot and go back for him.
It's risky.
I know that. But I'm playing for big stakes, McGuire, for my life. Come on now. Let's go. You sure this is Superman's compartment, McGuire?
Yeah, 3B. See if the door's unlocked, Mr. Latimer.
Yes, it's locked. Hang it.
Uh-oh. What do we do now?
Knock, of course.
Oh, wait. Doesn't he know you, Mr. Latimer?
Not anymore. He's lost his memory, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, here goes.
Maybe he's asleep.
I'll wake him up.
Yes? Who is it?
I have to see you, Mr. Smith.
Okay. Just a minute.
Get the kryptonite ready.
Don't worry. I've got it ready. Get set. He's unlocking the door.
His eyes burning under their shaggy brows, Big George Latimer waits for the unsuspecting Superman to open the door, ready to snap open the lead box in which rests the jagged, deadly kryptonite that will render the Man of Steel helpless. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Say, everybody, the heat is on in more ways than one. Everybody's hot after all 18 of those exciting comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Think how proud you'd feel if you'd be the first in your crowd to have all those bright-colored, gleaming buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. So if you have a duplicate of one of your comic buttons, hurry and trade it with one of your friends for one that you don't already have. Round out your whole collection of 18 in the new series, and be sure to be Johnny on the spot whenever it's time to open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Maybe you'll get just the button you need. Tiny Tim, or Little Joe, or Fat Stuff, or Superman himself with his red insignia on that bright blue jersey. Yes, sir, everybody's in on the fun because these new Pep comic buttons are really terrific and so easy to collect, too. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere, but you get your prize button in every package of Pep you open. And you open up some mighty good eating at the same time. Those crisp, cool flakes of whole wheat, all delicious with cool milk, are just about the keenest, catchiest tasting dish you ever ate. So for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As we continue now, Superman has just opened the door of his compartment on the limited train and admitted Big George Latimer and his henchman, Detective Al McGuire. Swiftly, McGuire closes the door behind him and locks it as Latimer, holding the lead box containing the piece of deadly kryptonite, faces the Man of Steel, who stares back at him blankly.
You wanted to see me?
That's right, Smith. Remember me?
I'm afraid I don't. Who are you? What do you want to see me about?
Maybe this will remind you.
What? What's that? What's that green glowing stuff?
Don't you recognize it?
No, I...
Look at him, McGuire. Now they stand up.
Holy smokes, this is unbelievable.
What's the matter, Smith?
I don't know. I feel so weak suddenly.
I'll be... Hey, that stuff works. He went down like a log.
Quick now, McGuire. Smash the window. We'll be getting into Phillipstown in a few minutes.
What happened?
Get set to dump Superman out just before we get into town.
Hurry.
Shaking his head in wonder, Al McGuire moves to the compartment window while Superman lies on the floor helpless under the strange spell of the jagged piece of green glowing kryptonite, while Big George Latimer gloats, his lips curled back in a wolfish smile. Once more, Superman is in the hands of his archenemy, who is this time determined to complete the job of making the Man of Steel helpless forever. Will his fiendish plot work? We'll know tomorrow, gang, so whatever you do, don't miss the next excitement-packed episode. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, who's in the know about kids in other countries, how they look and how they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutout dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. Boy, what fun to cut them out and change the costumes and collect all six countries in the series, like Switzerland, China, and Sweden. Two colorful cutout dolls and costumes on every package of Crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles, the only cereal in crinkly shreds of good whole wheat, sort of sweet and mellow rich. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Crumbles, and be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the world's largest network, serving 400 radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.